Pritchard explained that spaceships were not difficult to handle and that crews varied with the size from one to many. That the motors of their ground cars were unknown in detail to him, but could doubtless be improved. That the climates of worlds varied almost infinitely. That many hundreds of millions lived on his world, but that it was far smaller and more insignificant than the great empire of Tazenda. That their clothes were woven of silicone plastics in which metallic luster was artificially produced by proper orientation of the surface molecules. And that they could be artificially heated so that furs were unnecessary. That they shaved every day. That the stone in his ring was an amethyst. The list stretched out. He found himself thawing to these naive provincials against his will. And always as he answered, there was a rapid chatter among the elders, as though they debated the information gained. It was difficult to follow these inner discussions of theirs, for they lapsed into their own accented version of the universal galactic language that, through long separation from the currents of living speech, had become archaic. Almost, one might say, their curt comments among themselves hovered on the edge of understanding, but just managed to elude the clutching tendrils of comprehension. Until finally Channis interrupted to say, "Good sirs, you must answer us for a while, for we are strangers and would be very much interested to know all we can of Tazenda." And what happened then was that a great silence fell, and each of the hitherto voluble elders grew silent. Their hands, which had been moving in such rapid and delicate accompaniment to their words, as though to give them greater scope and varied shades of meaning, fell suddenly limp. They stared furtively at one another, apparently quite willing each to let the other have all the floor. Pritchard interposed quickly, "My companion asks this in friendliness, for the fame of Tazenda fills the galaxy, and we, of course, shall inform the governor of the loyalty and love of the elders of Rossum." No sigh of relief was heard, but faces brightened. An elder stroked his beard with thumb and forefinger, straightening its slight curl with a gentle pressure, and said, "We are faithful servants of the lords of Tazenda." Pritchard's annoyance at Channis's bald question subsided. It was apparent, at least, that the age that he had felt creeping over him of late had not yet deprived him of his own capacity for making smooth the blunders of others. He continued, "We do not know in our far part of the universe much of the past history of the lords of Tazenda. We presume they have ruled benevolently here for a long time." The same elder who spoke before answered. In a soft, automatic way, he had become spokesman. He said, "Not the grandfather of the oldest can recall a time in which the lords were absent."
"It has been a time of peace."
"It has been a time of peace." He hesitated. "The governor is a strong and powerful lord who would not hesitate to punish traitors. None of us are traitors, of course."
"He has punished some in the past, I imagine, as they deserve."
Again, hesitation. "None here have ever been traitors, or our fathers, or our fathers' fathers."
"But on other worlds, there have been such. And death followed for them quickly.
It is not good to think of, for we are humble men who are poor farmers and not concerned with matters of politics." The anxiety in his voice, the universal concern in the eyes of all of them, was obvious. Pritchard said smoothly, "Could you inform us as to how we can arrange an audience with your governor?" And instantly, an element of sudden bewilderment entered the situation. For after a long moment, the elder said, "Why, did you not know? The governor will be here tomorrow. He has expected you. It has been a great honor for us. We hope earnestly that you will report to him satisfactorily as to our loyalty to him.
Pritchard's smile scarcely twitched.
Expected us?
The elder looked wonderingly from one to the other.
Why, it is now a week since we have been waiting for you.